Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, March 21st, 2024, at Calvary. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Luke chapter 23, verse 33. Today's morsel. Throughout the teaching of his disciples, Jesus kept pointing them to the day that he would be crucified. And they, like most people, didn't want to hear it. Even Peter rebuked Jesus when Jesus told him that he would be crucified. The two disciples on the road to Damascus after his resurrection told Jesus when he inquired the reason for their sadness. And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to the death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Luke chapter 24, verse 19 to 21. When we don't pay close attention to the words of God, we can miss Jesus' teaching and meaning. Jesus had to suffer and die to fulfill Isaiah prophecy. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our face from him. He is despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he have bore our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord have laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 through 8. Calvary was not to be a sad day. It was to be a glorious day. It was to be a day for giving us newness of life. As the writer of Hebrews tell us, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. I thank God for the blood. Sing this song with me today. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. Knowing not it was for me, he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me, and there my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Thought for today. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied, and by his knowledge shall my righteous servants justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 11.